So it's a Bathrop Spears Broadsides rerun time again, although actually this one is perhaps a more important rerun for me than others. We're going to go back to September, I think, of 2004. I'm not sure. I'm still trying to trace where this show replay came from. I think it's about that month, more or less that year. It is a, I think it was the first interview we ever did with writer and critic of psychiatric medication, Robert Whittaker, or at least critic of the way psychiatric industry is currently touting its medications. He wrote a book called Mad in America, and I have had him on the air a couple of times. He's actually come to Santa Cruz and spoken before mental health authorities. I don't know how much impact or effect, but this is his, I think, his first time on the air with me. I was very impressed with his book, again, Mad in America. He now has a website also called madinamerica.org, I believe it is, in which he kind of keeps up with, it's not just anti-psychiatry critics, of which I'm one, I'd have to say, but it's also a lot of statistical and empirical evidence, trying to research just what the effect of standard and sometimes more novel psychiatric medications is in terms of long-term outcomes, in terms of effects in certain populations, in terms of how it's treated by the mainstream media and so forth. And it's, well, I think it's an interview that I don't remember it. It's 20 years ago now in terms of the actual moment-by-moment experience. But I know that I was most impressed with Robert Whittaker over the years, felt he made a significant contribution, not that I'm any expert to make a judgment on it, to greater wisdom in terms of examining the whole psychiatric industry, or racket, as some might call it. I'll leave it up to you to make that judgment, of course. There are also, or there were in the studio with me, two individuals who've, I don't know if Coral Bruin is one of them and Jennifer Gosk is the other, if they've actually had much experience with psychotropic drugs, but they were asking lots of questions, as was I, and Jennifer is, or was, a psychiatric, I don't know, call her a psychiatric social worker. She was part of the psychiatric side of the Dominican hospital at that time. I don't want to mischaracterize what she was doing, but what she was doing in this situation was asking questions of Robert Whittaker, and you may have some questions too, and maybe you'll find some answers, or at least stuff worth pursuing. So check it out. Let's begin, of course, with a few bars of that old familiar tune.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.